From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Charleston, South Carolina continues to reel in the wake of a mass church shooting. Charleston is still in shock, reeling from a crime that captured the world's attention, a white gunman shooting and killing nine people, all African-Americans, at a Bible study class in an historic church there. The young man who allegedly pulled the trigger is in prison, facing nine charges of murder. VOA religion correspondent Jerome Sokolowski reports from the scene in Charleston.
Charleston is normally a lovely place to visit. It's known as the Holy City precisely because of churches like this one. But the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church is the oldest black church in the South.
Never. In a million years. Never.
Marlene Coakley Jenkins still can't believe it happened here or that her sister was among the victims.
Our message to our community, our home community, is we appreciate all the love and support. But truly speaking, we didn't expect any less because the people here are like the climate. We're warm, we're caring, we're loving.
This church has meant so much to the struggle for an America free of racial hatred. And now it's a tragic reminder that that struggle is not completely over. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Charleston, South Carolina.
South Korea says no new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, were reported Saturday, thus raising the hopes the country is winning the battle against the deadly virus. So far, 24 people have died from MERS in South Korea. 166 have been sickened by that virus, which cannot be controlled by any known vaccine. More than 6,700 people who may have been in contact with someone have been quarantined. This is VOA News. Saturday is World Refugee Day. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says in a new report that the number of people fleeing their homes for safety rose more than 8 million over the previous year. UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said we're witnessing a paradigm change, an unchecked slide into an era in which the scale of global forced displacement as well as the response required is now clearly dwarfing anything seen before.
We have reached a moment of truth. World stability is falling apart, leaving a wake of displacement on an unprecedented scale. And global powers have become either passive observers or distant players in the conflicts driving so many innocent civilians from their homes.
The UN says the plethora of the world's crises and conflicts has provoked a dangerous and worsening trend in irregular migration as millions of refugees around the world are pushed into an uncomfortable and deadly dynamic with human traffickers and smugglers as they seek passage to safety. The European Central Bank has agreed to increase emergency funding for Greek banks after their customers withdrew more than $4 billion over the past week. The additional ECB funding is reported to be up to $3.4 billion to keep Greek banks afloat only until Monday. That's when more funds may be needed, and as finance ministers of 19 Eurozone countries are expected to meet in Brussels. Contacted by VOA by phone, an ECB official neither confirmed nor denied the so-called emergency liquidity assistance, saying it's the bank's policy not to comment on financial transactions with other banks, in the present case with the Greek banks. The new ECB funding is a last-minute effort to strike a cash reform deal with Athens. Economic powers outside the Eurozone are following the situation with growing alarm. An Afghan family returning to their home after fleeing a possible military operation struck a roadside bomb Saturday in the country's south, killing at least 12 of them and wounding 8, according to authorities. The blast struck the family's van in Helmand province's Marjah district, largely a Taliban stronghold. At least 12 died in the blast, though the death toll could rise, according to the provincial police chief there. The family fled the district in recent days after hearing a government offensive could take place there. According to a relative, the relative said the death toll likely was higher as he believed as many as 21 of his relatives had been killed in that blast. The death toll from drinking tainted liquor at a Mumbai slum has climbed to 84 and is the worst incident of its kind in more than a decade, according to police in that Indian city. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.